forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat
and Pat.
Hey,
it's Kat
and Pat,
and welcome to Seek Treatment,
a podcast about
boys, sex, fucking dating and love. My voice is tired. So
my
as you guys know, I didn't speak for basically a month.
That's like crazy.
On November 9th, I sneezed and I hemorrhaged my vocal cord, which I also did in 2017. And so because this was the second time that it happened, I knew my doctor was going to want to do something about it. So I couldn't talk for a week, had to cancel my Chicago shows, had to cancel my London trip, had to cancel a bunch of fucking fun shit. Not talk for a week, went absolutely fucking
nuts.
For a month. Well, it was like a week, and then it was like more doctor, and then... Then like a week ago or like a week and a half ago, I had in-office procedure done where the doctor, I'm awake, but the doctor stuck like this fucking tube on my nose.
Oh, I thought it was a laser beam.
They do a tube first so they can shoot the laser through it.
Oh my God.
And they...
What's the point of it being a laser at that point?
And then basically there's like a leaking blood vessel in my vocal cord, and they basically close that up with a laser.
Wait, can you say that again? There's a leaky blood vessel in your
vocal cord. So the laser seals it and makes it not.
And how did that happen, from overuse?
It's part overuse, but it's part just like bad luck.
Mm.
But also it's something that like, you know, happens a lot, but people don't necessarily notice if they're not singers.
Yeah, I probably have it every second, but I don't notice
No,
it.
You probably don't have it every single second.
Well, most seconds.
Oh my
seconds.
God, I'm so
more
hungry. I feel absolutely crazy.
Oh my God, so you made
I feel like I'm gonna throw up. But wait, I'm not telling my story. Then I didn't talk for 2 days. Then I am now kind of back on the mend. I'm kind of talking again for the first time, but I don't think the doctor knows like how fast I like to talk, how much I like to talk, and my voice is like really tired. We went to Miami, and then I spoke too much in Miami.
Yeah.
And then last night, then I was on a plane, and then last night I was supposed to go to bed early, but instead I was up like consoling a lover.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
And then didn't go to bed till I would say 3:30, and then I was up at 8. And
After I get back from a trip, I'm always do whatever I want, like in terms of just like
food,
and definitely like sleep, definitely, and like
that's why I had 3 glasses of wine.
Oh, totally.
But now I'm like, but also I didn't drink for like a month because of the voice stuff, and so now if I have like one drink, I'm a blackout, b crazy hungover.
Oh yeah,
you would think like maybe that would keep her away.
Sometimes I think like, what if I had one beer now? Do
you get
imagine
completely
how absolutely forked I'd get?
I know.
Oh my God, one day.
But
my
then
last,
it's
on my deathbed.
But I'm already sad because I already can tell like your tolerance builds up really fast. And
oh, totally.
If I had 3 glasses last night, it's like
now it's like you can drink me. Everyone under the table. What is that?
And I just have one of those days where it's like I'm gonna be out and busy until like 9, and I like I'm dreading every single second of it.
I have a pretty relaxing day, but I have like a stressful week next week. So
but what I
like,
will say ultimately is that during the month where I almost lost my mind, I also don't know if I'm for sure like 100% healed yet. I have to go to the doctor on Tuesday.
I know you're like really acting as if you're healed.
No, don't. Well,
I don't know. Never mind.
I don't know.
You probably are healed. You seem
I feel
healed.
Like I'm pushing it too
My
much.
My friend is healed. I tell the doctor that.
The voice therapist like said I could go to Miami. She said I could drink. She said I could talk. But I'm still scared.
Yeah.
But what I will say is that during all of this, there were two people who really came to my aid. One was my dear friend Alex Arthur, who I grew up with.
Oh,
she came
yeah.
to sit with me and really made me feel at ease. And two was Patrick Owen Regan.
Wow.
Who not for a single second made me feel weird or bad about not talking.
Sometimes I didn't even notice, which didn't honestly like speaks it. A lot about me.
Who came to the Hamptons with me when I couldn't speak.
Oh my God, did we talk about our Hamptons trip?
No.
When was the last time we recorded? The
1800s? No, like literally a month ago.
You went the most random century
it was the
1800s. Say it with me, the 1800s.
No, I think actually 17 is so much more random.
No, but 17 is like discover.
No.
18
is like.
17 is like American Revolution vibes.
Yeah, but 18 is like Victorian Mansion, like Ruffley Collar.
I know, but like
Ruffley Collar.
Ultimately, what happened though? Hillary Rodham Clinton. What happened?
Tell the listeners
in
the 1800s. What I'm holding right now.
So right now, Catherine's holding an anal plug. They're
that
good.
That was gifted. Oh my
you'll
God.
Like it.
Should I put this in my anal?
Well, you should put that in your anal, and you know what you'll learn from it, if you want anal or not.
Guess what was licked last night?
Your anal.
My hole.
Wow.
My hole was licked.
Did you feel anxious? Like, what if it's not clean?
Yeah, I was like, I shitted today.
Yeah. That's
shit.
The whole story of having your hole licked.
But I did shit today. Yesterday.
Your whole story of having your hole licked.
Does that mean there
like,
was shit on my hole, or was it like, does it go away?
It depends on what. It depends from person to person, actually.
What happens if you lick shit?
I don't know. You get pink eye. I'm making a crazy face. I'll never forget when I went to Boy Scout camp in Rhode Island.
Gorgeous.
I'll never forget when I went to Boy Scout camp in Rhode Island. Every single person got pink eye except for me.
But you didn't tell them about what's on the butt of this.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's booty bling. There's a jewel on it.
Oh my God.
So there's going to be a jewel in my ass.
Oh my God.
I know I shouldn't, but I really want to put this in while we're sitting here.
It'll be hard because you're not, especially because as someone who I would imagine you're kind of a tight ass since you've never taken a dock up it.
One time half a dick.
But having that up your ass will maybe help you to get ready for anal fucking. If that's something
I don't
you want to
really want to, but
I'm never say never.
In my 30s. I want to just to feel like more connected to you. This is the most beautiful device I've ever looked at. Like, look at that.
I need to order new Pure for Men. Did you know that Pure for Men told our friend Joel that if he can talk about them on another podcast and he would give them money? It's like Pure for Men. I can do that too.
No one gives us anything.
No, except for the person who gave us this. Actually, you know what? I have to say, okay, a sex toy company, Doc Johnson and
I'm obsessed. They're
Doc
so good
Johnson
to us.
And also, there's one called iVibe, which is a vibrator.
But I think it's all from Doc Johnson.
I think it's all from Doc Johnson, and they sent me an optics flashlight. And I never in my life have used a flashlight.
Do you lube it up or what?
Yeah, you lube it up. And sometimes I use spit if I don't have lube on me. But they send us lube as well. And I never used a flashlight in my entire life, especially as kind of a bottom. I'm like, well, that's not really what I'm after. But you can pretend it's head if you want. But, you know, my boyfriend...
Pretend it's head.
You can pretend it's head.
How do you fuck it? Like, do you...
No, you...
You jerk yourself.
Yeah, and this and the one
so
that
like,
we got,
really,
the optics main squeeze has one that you could calibrate how... I know what you're thinking. It's like, what does it do? Yeah. I will say, like, this isn't...
Are you
like
mad that I'm picking my nose?
If you think I care about that, I'm putting me firmly in the camp of people who don't care about that. Like, that's who... And I vote along party lines. This is like they did send us this, but they are not. They didn't ask me to say anything, but I am earnestly speaking about my experience. But
this is big.
I will say that when your dick goes into a fleshlight, it does feel absolutely exquisite. And I was you know,
I wish I had a dick.
Well, this is what I would say is that. So I'm watching because my boyfriend went to Miami before us because he had a different gig. So I was like alone for 2 nights, and I was like,
don't wish I had a dick. I like my puss.
Yeah. I don't wish I had a purse, though. It seems so complicated.
No, it's, like, so intense.
It seems like everything can go wrong in a purse. pH levels,
well,
it's,
that's
like,
true. No, literally,
at that point, it's a pool.
Look at me. Everything can go wrong.
When something has pH levels, it's ultimately a pool.
What can go wrong will go wrong. What is that? Science. That's a science thing.
Murphy's Law.
Okay.
So,
my dog, that's my dog's name.
So, I watched porn and used a flashlight, and I was, like, imagining I was the bottom, but I was like, whatever, let me just like still use the flashlight and whatever. And it was an absolutely amazing experience. It feels like when you come from getting head.
Do you think I should give this to my lover?
Some people can't come from getting head. Yeah, give it to your love.
Is he not gonna want to fuck me after this because I'm not gonna be as good as the flashlight?
No, ultimately a human being is better than a flashlight. I'll say.
How do you know?
How do I know?
Our guest is gonna walk in. I'm absolutely covered in sex toys.
But wait, what?
Hamptons.
No, not even Hamptons. It was more about Fleshlight. Okay, we're journalists. More about Fleshlight, title of. Title of that, more about Fleshlight.
That's a Regan scream.
I know. Wait, why do I want to talk more about Fleshlight? Oh, because some people can't come from getting head. I wish you can, like, be a guy's girl and talk to me about this, but you famously can't. But it's like...
What do you mean?
Because coming from getting head is, like, such a different kind of cum because it's like more gradual in this weird way, and then for some reason the cum, like the orgasm, it feels like it lasts for so long because it's like not like super like a hard thing, you know what I mean? It's like
my
so
lover
such a soft
also
launch.
He also says that it's like it's different when he comes when he's on top versus like when I'm like riding him till he comes. That's like a totally different sensation.
Oh, I don't know that vibe
because he's like out of control, do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Oh, totally.
And that's
yes.
Kind of like head, maybe.
That's exactly like
if
head.
I can connect with you on this level.
Yeah, you can actually connect me on that level.
Does my voice sound weird?
It sounds normal to me.
Okay, I'm just nervous because of everything I've been through.
We saw a little bit of art in Miami.
Miami was like
wait, let me tell you something. Now I feel like I'm late and nice.
I was laughing at that email we got. Being like, I wanted to send the pictures right away.
Laughing. I will say that I did just get an email from my ex-girlfriend. I don't know what this will be.
Oh, my God.
Because we have an email chain. And
a chain? Like a group?
Well, oh, my God. Yes. We're trying to plan a house for a college
student
to go to.
What is this sex toy?
That's, let me see that sex toy.
What is this
too? Let me see that sex toy. Title of that. Let me see the sex toy.
Okay, this is one of those couple ones.
Oh, no. That's a handcuff.
No, darling.
Can you? You're not showing me it quite.
Oh, God.
You're not showing it me quite. Oh, yeah. I didn't know what this was.
You're not showing it me quite.
You're not showing it me quite. No, this is one. Okay, so what we're holding now is a Cosmopolitan sex toy of the month, okay? EGOT, EGOT vibes.
Do you know that I'm storing my full jacket and puffer and you didn't notice?
No, not that I didn't notice, but I was like, yeah, like, that's her lifestyle, like, that's yeah, what that's she... Okay, no, but you know what I am noticing?
Scarf, turtle?
Scarf on, like, a gray turtle.
Yeah.
It's, like, very much a choice.
Well, you know why? It's because this fucking thing I'm doing later, this is, like, some of the stuff they asked me to bring.
But do you know what it kind of is? Shiv vibes.
Yeah, I'm Shiv life. Shiv
life. But wait, this is one of those sex toys I never knew what, like, it is, because it's, like, a wishbone shape. Do you put that in your vagina?
No, I think you kind of, like... It's like for couples.
But what does that mean?
Like the guy...
The guy puts...
Like he can feel it when he's...
Oh, like you put it in? And then he feels it when he's also in?
I think it might be like it's like on my clip, but then his dick's rubbing against it. Okay, I actually don't know.
That seems kind of geared towards straight sexual intercourse.
Or is this where the dick ego?
I can't imagine where a dick would go in that is thing.
I don't know where the dick ego either.
To me, that looks like... when I see that, you know what I think? I think that's a vagina thing, and I just don't understand.
This says insert vibrating arms for G-spot stimulation. Oh, vibrating arms can clasp any erogenous zone.
So, like, does it mean penis if you're a boy?
Yeah, you can clasp it to your dickie or your clitty.
Okay.
And can be solo or with a partner. Cool. Now I have so many sex toys.
I know, you actually do.
The sex.
I don't care about handcuffs.
I don't care about handcuffs either, because it's like
I know it's like, especially these,
there's nothing that, sexy, it's like Party City vibes.
That's right. I know, like, there's nothing sadder than Party City vibes in the boudoir.
Like, this is like what, Partina Citina.
Wait, what is, why do people say boudoir for bedroom?
It's French.
Oh, really? Does it mean bedroom in French?
Yeah.
So
I'm completely guessing.
When parents are mad at their kids in France, they go, get your boudoir. That sounds sexual because of boudoir. In English, we only use that to mean sexual bedroom.
Boudoir.
I have a question to listeners. Does boudoir mean bedroom or sexual bedroom in France?
Let's find out. How do you spell it?
If you think I know how to spell that word, B-O-U. You don't even know me at all.
Okay, boudoir.
It's like sexual
bedroom. A boudoir
bedroom.
Is a woman's private... Okay, this is so me. Oh. A woman's private sitting room. Go off.
So why would that be synonymous
with a sex place?
It refers
to a woman's
private
bedroom.
A woman's private bedroom.
The room was originally a space for sulking in. Okay, me. Or one to put away.
A space for sulking in. Like, get over yourself, whoever invented that space.
That was me.
I know.
Like, literally, my ancestor was like, I invented boudoirs. Oh, my God. Is that time of year where it's just like, everyone's like a depressimista?
I know, but for some reason, I'm not.
No, we're good.
I know, like.
Because we were at the beach. We were literally in the ocean 2 days ago.
And we were in the ocean 2 days ago.
One day ago.
Oh my God. We have to talk about the hot thing that happened, which is that we wanted to go in the ocean.
You wouldn't let me swim on you, remember?
Well, no, just because I get... So this is the other thing.
Okay, we're in the ocean.
We're in the
ocean.
And
I do the classic
blue.
Like high school boyfriend-girlfriend thing where I swam to Pat and I like wrapped my arms and legs around him and was like, I wanted him to stand and me to kind of be floaty.
But my boyfriend was in the ocean. I was wearing only boxer briefs. My boyfriend was in the ocean wearing white, tidy whiteies. And it was like, it was getting me horny. And I was very scared to get a boner while we were hugging.
So you're coming out of saying you thought I was going to give you a boner.
No, I'm coming out of saying I thought that my boyfriend would give me a boner while I was hugging you. But
you're going to look at your boyfriend.
No, you don't understand. Like, I get boner. I don't know if this
that's
is a brag
news.
Or if it's like a confession that's
I
bad.
I think it's brag.
But I get boners so easily. It's absolutely psychotic.
That's
and
amazing.
It literally affects my life in a negative way.
Look at me cherish that.
Because
capture it, remember it.
The idea that my boyfriend was in the same
ocean.
Atlantic Ocean in tidy whities was going to give me a boner.
Wow.
And then when he got out, it was so hot.
I had a dream about the ocean, and it was that I wrote a poem about it, and then my line that I thought, and I thought, you know in the dream you think something's so brilliant?
Uh-huh.
In the dream, I was like, and people only say the ocean's alive because you can't trust it.
Oh my, what?
In my dream, I was like, wow, it's so good.
Do you feel small when you stand beside the ocean? I don't at all. I feel the same exact size as normal. I never got that phenomenon. Never.
I would say I do feel small when I stand beside the ocean.
I don't get
that's
it.
Like, that's like the only difference between us. Boy, girl, sex positive, sex negative, sober, drunk as fuck. Doesn't feel small when she stands
beside the ocean. Feels small when she stands beside the ocean. I don't know why I don't. I was trying to feel small while I stood beside the ocean and I couldn't do it. I literally couldn't do it. I was like, okay, I'm waiting to shrink down. Honey, I shrunk my stupid ass gay
friend. Why is that movie? You know what that movie invented for me? This is so us.
Diabetes? For that, for me, that movie invented diabetes.
No, for me, that movie invented the delicious, delicious, exquisite delicacy that is onion dip with chips.
Oh, that was such part of my youth.
The girls are having a sleepover and they make onion dip in that film.
Oh, I don't remember that. Yeah. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids is one of those films that wasn't a huge part of my life, but
oh my god, it was massive.
I'll always remember when the kid was like had diabetes and had to give him a banana or something.
I don't remember that.
No, that was in Honey, I Shrunk the Adults, I think.
That was not good.
I know. Honey, I Shrunk the Adults.
The other thing that happened in Miami, you thought I was going to get grouped to death.
Yeah, Catherine almost got grouped to death in a hotel by two British men.
This is not true.
That's not true. But
I was literally talking to these two hot British journalists.
We went to
and the next morning, Pat was like, did you get grouped to death by the journalists?
We went to an absolutely gorgeous house that Catherine was invited to by a British publication, and I wasn't invited, but they said they didn't mind about it, that I was there. And
but we went a day. There was a miscommunication between my manager, the hot British journalist, and me. And I went a full day early. So when we got there, they were asleep and like mad that we were there, which was obsessive.
But they were both very cute. And one was definitely straight, but we thought that one was maybe gay, but it turns out
they're both straight.
Yeah. And then we saw them after the show, but I felt bad because we had said their house was strange, but we just were being playful.
No, we were just being funny.
Yeah. And
I don't think they were offended.
I don't think they were offended either, but I had that in my
head. So definitely you think they were offended.
But then I thought that, because I said on stage that we thought one was gay and that he was my crush of the week, and then he was there and he was straight. Gay. I know, but I was like, but I said this to you, Euro people don't get offended if you think they're gay.
No, it's like modern to be gay.
Yeah, in Euro, it's modern to be gay.
But then I hung out with them and we all had fun and we made up and it was cool. And they weren't mad about us calling it strange.
They weren't, or they were?
What?
They weren't, or they were? We have to talk about, I mean,
I need water and coffee.
An image taken of me during that period of time in the strange house that we went to with the British journalists.
Are you still thinking about that?
I'm just like on new medication and literally.
I'll just say it. Pat thinks thought he looked bad in the picture.
No. I am in real life gaining a lot of weight and it's like very stressful for me.
Well, you look the exact same to me.
Well, I'm literally like, it's not in my head. Like, I'm like, my clothes are.
So what do we do about this?
I don't know. It's like I am running again and I don't think I'm eating crazy and I think it's just my medication or something. But ultimately, it's a test because I'm trying really not to care. But
yeah,
ultimately, I do care. I don't know what to say about that.
It's hard because society makes us care.
I know, against my will even.
But it's like, I don't know.
Because it's also like my boyfriend kind of likes plus size. So he's like glad. And I'm like, even with that, I'm like, I'm like, if this person that I want to have sex with wants to have sex, then why does it matter? Like, what am I looking for?
It's sad because it's like,
I don't know why I'm so
even when you
obsessed.
Get the external validation, it's like, it's not enough.
Yeah. I don't know. And I wish I just didn't think about it ever, but I always
think it's just
about
like,
it
goes back to like when we were so little and we're probably never going to get over it.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
It's like basically one time when you were little, someone probably called you fat and made fun of you or something, and that just like ruined your whole
life.
Yeah,
my friends call me cow.
Yeah, that's probably it. And similarly, I feel like I don't remember the first memory of feeling, but I remember feeling being 5 years old and feeling like I was being made fun of for being chubby.
Yeah.
And so if that happens to you, then it's just like,
then
good
it's
luck.
Like, yeah, then it's like, you'll never be okay.
You can be almost grouped by two British journalists and still hate yourself.
I know, but some people do get over it, don't you think? I think our brains are particularly broken.
Yeah, I agree. No, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There's no jury in the world could argue with that. What else? So, Hamptons.
Hamptons. So we went to the Hamptons because we wanted to have a writing retreat. Neither of us wrote one single word. No, I wrote for 20 minutes one day.
Well, yeah, we're going to have a silent writing retreat in the Hamptons because I have a family friend.
I was actually miffed that I felt like no one wanted to write except for me.
No, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And then I had, so then we drove to the Hamptons silent. And the second we get there, my family friend's house, the heat was off and it was absolutely ice cold. So the entire trip just became about like trying to find warmth and fix the heat. And we ended up having to stay in a hotel. And on top of that, I was trying to be playful on the beach and I like threw a plank of wood to be like movie vibes. And I got a big splinter and my lover had to truly claw the splinter out of my finger.
Oh my God, I forgot about a splinter.
Like rusted, not tweezers, like truly pliers.
Wait, I was checking my text.
Like a wrench. No, he had a wrench.
I was checking my text. Don't hate me, that one person who hates me when I check my text on air.
I don't think they listen to the podcast.
No, actually, they talked to Cole Escola and they said that they did. Isn't that psycho? Stop listening. You're not welcome here. No. Go home to your kids. You're drunk.
Are they Maddie or are they joking?
I don't know. They told Cola Scola that...
Did they hate you?
They told Cola Scola that... that I hate them, but they still listen to my
pod. You?
I don't hate. It's like you. They said that. Like they said something. I'm like, I was like, Cole, look at me. And this was over Instagram DM. I said, drag me for 6 minutes long, and said they were scared for me and hope I find my soul. And
yeah, Cole maybe said, that was a way of joking because not everyone knows how.
No, that wasn't. They weren't joking. But whatever. I don't even remember their name. I wish I did. Just kidding. I wouldn't put them on blast.
Be nice to them.
Wait. Oh my god. You're just saying that because I said you were keeping it afloat.
Yeah, they were nice to me, so I'm like their biggest fan. No. I'm just kidding. What was I going to say? I'm trying to massage my neck tension. Oh.
Massage that, girl. Massage anyways, that In-N-Out, girl. You tell them about the cold?
Yeah, I told them about the cold, and then the other thing about it was that we thought it'd be really fun to play a board game because of my no talking. But then as soon as we... And Clue was my favorite game.
Me too.
But then as soon as we started playing it, it was like no one cared. Like
I cared.
No, you and I were the only ones.
Yeah.
Actually, just Ange didn't care.
Did Ange not care? Well,
Ange hated it.
The problem was, the thing is, they never had played Clue in their entire lives. So it was like, I was like, I can't help you. Like, to try to explain Clue, and then I have to say, your guy, like, one of the two that never had played Clue before, kept trying to explain how to play Clue, and I was like,
oh, he's straight.
That was like, I was getting frustrated.
I thought he was trying to be nice because, like, I didn't want to look at the directions.
Yeah, but I was like, was explaining it as someone who played it every single day as a youth.
So you're mad that he was explaining
it. I just think straight guys in general always think they need to be the ones who explain, even if a gay person has played Clue before and is sitting right next to them.
See, I fucking love when like a straight guy like deals with that.
You're P of the P, part of the problem.
Like I like the close, like one of the closest times I ever felt to my lover was when like we've been at the beach all day and then it was like the part of Jacob Reese where there's like no service. And we
were I was there?
Yeah. And we were trying to get back and he, despite no service and despite like beach vibes, like he managed to like, get us in an Uber home safe. And yeah. I'm like, I love your straightness.
Totally that. Totally that. Look at me. Totally that.
Thank you so much, Megan.
Oh my God.
Christmas has come fucking early.
But wait, I want to revisit this.
To quote Patty Harrison in the Tim Robinson sketch, Santa, what is it? What's her line? Did you see that?
No.
It's so funny. You watched it, right, Megan? Yes.
I've never watched a sketch.
It's just like a sketch where...
Isn't it cool that I've never watched a sketch?
It actually is cool. I have a hand problem. Can you open this? My hand problem is that because I wasn't talking for so long, I was texting so much that my thumb hurts.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
But the whole sketch is Patty in an office and they like get a new copier and she's like, I guess Christmas came early. And everyone's like, haha. But then she like keeps saying it again and again.
Oh, cool.
It's a sketch. It's just like, it's Patty vibes.
Yeah.
It's like the way she does it, no one else on this planet
totally
could ever say it the way she says it.
What was I going to say? You know what happened to me yesterday on the plane home? 5 weeks in, ear piercing started pussing.
Yeah.
And yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
And then I doused it in that little thing that Claire's gives you, the solution.
That thing is such a big part of my life.
This hashtag, the solution. Mm-hmm. I love that. My book, title of my book, The Solution by Pat Regan.
Sounds kind of like like what? Hitler vibes.
Oh, really? Is that a Hitler thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
The book, but the final solution.
You call it the final solution.
Oh, I didn't know that. Don't cancel me for that.
I don't think you're Hitler.
Not a jury in the world can convict me for saying the word solution. Anyways, I would never write a book called The Solution now that I know what I know. Now that I've been informed by my friend. To me, it's like self-help vibes. To me, it's like...
Yeah, no, I'm just okay.
The Cure.
The Cure.
And I'll be by your side.
But there's like so much to talk about that we've been through.
Wait, so I was sleeping in the cold in the Hamptons. And then I kind of awoken and I had a text from your love. And he was like, Pat, we need you. And it was like a huge medical emerge. And Ange was getting in on a train pretty soon. And I was like, he's getting here in 5 minutes. And we're like, yeah, we'll get him. And
we did, didn't we?
We did. We did. But we were looking for tweezers for quite a bit of time.
And then it turns out there was a very nice woman at the hotel, concierge.
Right. That's
who gave us tweezers.
But I seriously want to go back to the Hamptons.
That pasta was so good.
And stay. For me, I didn't care about that pasta.
Mine was really good. And then we had ice cream sundae.
And secondly,
And I drove back alone.
Wait, what was I going to say? Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. It looks so good.
It looks so good, vibes. I'm almost, it's like, you know how we got obsessed with one word and then we get unobsessed with it?
Yeah, I'm vibes, like, over.
No, vibes is not over, but it's at its peak right now.
Someone copied me blatantly on social.
But they were actually copying me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And it was someone, and I texted a mutual friend of the person. They were like, she's so obsessed with you guys. It's
was it, oh, wait, text, was it,
the person.
Was it, yeah, laughing, laughing, laughing?
No. Laughing, laughing, laughing's friend.
Who?
What's the word for laughing, laughing, laughing's friend? You know, the one who lives here.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah. To me, laughing, laughing, laughing is the one who lives everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And laughing, laughing, laughing's friend is the one who lives here.
Yeah, of course. That's what I think too. If laughing, laughing, laughing's listening, I think she would know we're talking about her. We love you today.
Yeah, and if laughing, laughing, laughing's friend is
laughing,
listening,
laughing, laughing, laughing.
You know that I recently texted you to talk about this person.
Laughing, laughing, laughing's friend doesn't care if I live or die anymore.
That's not true.
I just miss her.
I know.
We're going to hang out. This is too coded. It's our guest here.
To go to the bathroom is so good.
The second I walk into a space, I say, where's the toilet?
Me too. Wait, there. I think I have a UTI permanent.
Okay.
Can I tell you that permanent. Since I turned 30, I literally pee every 15 minutes. It's crazy.
I'm sorry about that.
My lover is legitimately concerned. Our relationship is when I first started learning that I pee more than other people.
Right. You know, that's how we're the same. Yeah. We're different in one way. Oh, you missed this, Meg. We're different in one way. Is that he doesn't feel small when he stands beside the ocean, but I do feel small when I stand beside the ocean.
Do you feel small when you stand beside
Meg
the ocean?
Meg and Dana. We've missed you so
Megan
much.
Megan guesses that she that do you miss they feel well beside the ocean.
Have you missed us?
Yeah.
What's been going on with you? Are you in love or no?
No.
Are you single?
Yeah.
Hot Pursuer Meg is still single. Slide into her DMs.
Like, their DMs.
Do people slide into your DMs due to this?
Yeah. But
okay.
You know how it tends to end up.
Crazy style?
I sent you those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Megan texted me that she either... Can I say this?
Yeah.
If she was out with someone,
there.
She either...
There.
Goes home with... Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Are you a misgendered?
I misgendered Megan Pope.
Yeah. And we're,
okay,
and
Megan said that they either immediately go home with the person or that ends in a hug. And what they want is something in between. They want, like, a little kissing. They don't need full sex right away, but they don't want friendship vibes. Sorry about vibes.
I don't want friendship vibes. I recently talked about one time...
Oh, right. Megan.
I talked about on stage
in Miami. I don't mind that. I like that.
I talked about on stage in Miami when I thought I was going...
Was that okay what I said, or are you offended?
Yeah.
Okay.
I talked about
about our podcast.
I talk about on stage in Miami about when I thought I was going on a date with a very, very hot person. Went to and then they said let's go to Pret.
That's good.
They said let's go to
we went to Fancy.
They said let's get to go to Pret a Manger, and I went there. And what it was not a date. The person wanted to help me with my finances. Sat in Pret a Manger.
Who helped you with your finances?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Sat
the good jacket.
I sat in Pret a Manger with a very hot person, and was really had a boner the whole time, and it. Have a boner at Pret a Manger while a hot person talks to you about your finances is one of the and even the hot person was 25 actually. Throw that in. To have a hot 25-year-old talking to you about your finances while you have a boner at Pret a Manger. That's the real title of my book. Did Hitler do that? Does Hitler have that book?
Hey Pat.
Yeah.
Where do you think is the least sexual place you've been aroused?
Pret a Manger.
I'm trying to think of mine.
I get aroused so easy. I wish I didn't. I have a boner every 8 seconds. It's like peeing for me.
Okay.
I guess that's good, ultimately.
It is good. I love when I get wet right away. Oh, so fun. Slip and slide.
Slip and slide vibes.
My lover and I are addicted to, like, we use condoms because I'm not on birth control because every time I start birth control, I get horrific migraines that ruin my life. And we're addicted to, like, almost fucking without a condom, like, nonstop, but then we don't.
Oh, that's fun.
It is fun, but it's also, like...
My partner sometimes gets into edging in a way that I'm like not.
No,
and I'm like,
that.
Let me come at this point. Like, for me, like, let me come ASAP. I'm on Prozac.
Your dirty talk is screaming, let me come.
I'm on Prozac, so if it's going to happen, we all need to, like, let it happen. You know, you can't edge when someone's on Prozac. And, like, Prozac does the edging for you. And that's one of its amazing benefits, is it does the edging for you. And he was giving me head recently. And
Tina is my new enemy.
Who?
My psychiatrist. I've seen once.
Why?
I sent him a detailed email being like, hey, I can't talk right now, so I can't call you, but can you send in my prescription refill or whatever? And then he sent me a message being like, hey, can you not email me? Can you use the portal? And in the portal, he just said call.
What?
Fuck him.
When there's like a weird like
when
platform
like medical portals, it's no.
Medical portals is no, the idea of Slack is
this
no.
This is Greece Atina. I love
People
it.
Will try to talk to you about Slack in 2019 nonstop till their heads fall off.
I know. Why is Slack a big part of everyone's life but mine?
It's because they have jobs and we don't. If you have a job, Slack is a huge part of your life.
This is really good.
I know, but do I want it or not? I got it just in case I wanted it.
Should we bring
in
our guest?
Yeah, let's bring in our guest, Goosty.
I haven't seen her in
3 to 5 years. I'm so excited to have her in the studio. She looks amazing.
She's amazing. Beanie vibes.
She hasn't reached out in months. No, I'm kidding.
Please welcome to the stage. We're inviting you to set. Put your ears open.
We're bringing you to set. Elise Morales.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.